This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Some Hawaii residents still have power and cell phone troubles a week after the wildfires started there. And we're hearing this morning that the number of people who are known to have died in the wildfires is up to 106. President Biden is promising to help survivors.
The AP's Shelley Adler.
Before talking about his economic policies in Milwaukee, President Biden spent some time addressing the tragedy in Maui.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
And Biden plans a visit. He just doesn't know when.
My wife Jill and I are going to travel to Hawaii as soon as we can. That's what I've been talking to the governor about. I don't want to get in the way.
And he gave more than thoughts and prayers.
Not just our prayers. Every asset they need will be there for them.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For the first time, North Korea is talking about the U.S. soldier who willingly ran across the border into the North last month. The AP's Norman Hall.
In its first official confirmation of the detention of Private Second Class Travis King, North Korea says King is disillusioned with the inequality of American society and racial discrimination in the Army. He crossed the heavily armed border on July 18th from a border village. King became the first American detained in the North in nearly 5 years. I'm Norman Hall.
Washington is trying to get him back to the U.S. Mother Nature is not done with us. The National Weather Service says more record-high temperatures are expected across the northwestern states, Texas and Florida, too. A dangerous heat wave, the weather says, over the northwest. Parts of the Midwest expected to get severe thunderstorms. And those gas prices keep rising. Gas is $3.87 a gallon today, says the AAA, up 31 cents in a month. This is AP News. There's word from Ukraine that Russia is resuming targeting the grain infrastructure in the war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russia steps up attacks on Ukraine's southern Odessa region while a grain ship starts a journey. Local officials say Russia's resumed its targeting of grain infrastructure in the Odessa region, using drones in overnight strikes on storage facilities and ports along the Danube River that Kyiv has increasingly used for grain export to Europe after Moscow broke off a key wartime export deal through the Black Sea. At the same time, though, a loaded container ship stuck at the port of Odessa since Russia's full-scale invasion started has set sail, heading through the Black Sea to the Bosporus, along a temporary corridor established by Ukraine for merchant shipping. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, retail sales rose a better than expected 0.7% in July from June. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.